Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Dan.
How are you this week?
I'm good.
In weekend.
I'm good. I am great. I am excellent. I saw Creed last night. Awesome movie.
Scott Stapp is a good singer, yeah. Oh, the movie! Yes, I would like to see Creed.
You should. I know I'm really, really late to the party on it, but it was really good.
It came out on what? DVD? Did it come out on Redbox?
DirecTV.
DirecTV.
Yeah.
So it's available to order on pay-per-view now.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's how I saw Bridge of Spies. And Sicario.
Was that good?
Sicario's good. It's
want to watch that.
It doesn't maybe move as fast, you know, but it's a really good story.
I want to see Spotlight.
Have you seen it? No. But I definitely want to see it.
So that won Best Picture on Sunday night.
I didn't even really know about it.
Yeah.
Until the Oscars.
And it's definitely and they do have it on DirecTV, so that is next.
Oh, they do.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that either. I just completely missed it. I never even saw a preview for it. I didn't know it was out. But yes, and especially for us because we worked in the TV business, so we're familiar with deadlines and getting stories. And like, how many investigative journalism pieces have you done that you're proud of?
Zero.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I'm trying to think. I don't know that I've done one either. I've started down that road a couple times and realized I don't have the time for any of this. There's no way.
No.
I have too much else going on. If I focus on this, I'll miss all of this. And
you'd spread yourself too thin.
I mean, that's why these
bigger market stations and
right.
even now Lexington has got some dedicated.
Yeah, but that person's job is to be an investigative reporter.
They're not
else.
Sending them out on car wrecks
right.
and stuff like that.
You don't have to cover EKU and high school and UK and Morehead State and Georgetown College. And
I started out as a news reporter in Indiana, and they wanted me to do some investigatory journalism. And I was supposed to do a sweeps, 5 months out of the year is the ratings period. So that's when TV stations really put their, focus on getting you to watch and have their big stories and stuff.
Right.
So they wanted me to do a sweeps piece on, now this is 15 years ago.
Right.
So, or longer, on children having access to crazy things on the internet, which of course they do all the time now, but it was kind of just start like a budding thing. And literally the public library in Terre Haute was across the street from the TV station. I went over there and I asked the librarian, can kids get online here and look up bad things? And they're like, maybe. And I turned it in. That's my story.
Yeah.
I just did not care. I couldn't do it. I just don't have the patience for that.
I enjoy a good story, but when it comes to trying to catch people here, catch people there. And then you have to be very balanced. You have to make sure that you're fair to both sides. Last time, it was Gene Kruger, the Triple Crown winning jockey, won aboard Seattle Slough.
Yes.
And he's like in his 70s. And he came back a few years ago to ride again in his 70s. But you have to pass like a jockey test, a training course, like a physical fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fit enough for the state stewards to say yes? And I may get some of this a little, but the gist of it is, he made that. So he's ready to go. And then he wants to run at Keeneland. And there's some things where they're like, no, you're not running here. And so I don't know, but between the trainer and the stewards and Keeneland and him, Gene Kruger's got one story on it all. The rest of them have different stories on it all, and they're conflicting.
Mm-hmm.
And you start digging into it, and you can tell you'll be able to get something good out of it, and it'll be juicy, but you'll make a lot of people mad, and you're not sure which side to believe.
Yes.
And so instead, I just did a story about Gene Kruger's coming back at this age and how remarkable it is that he can even ride again. And it might not happen at Keeneland, but it's going to happen soon.
Well,
which made for a great story as well.
Yes. And I think part of the reason I love watching Dateline and things like that is you know how much goes into that.
Yes. Like they spend months, sometimes years.
I mean, so long to get every... Sometimes you spend a couple months trying to convince someone to actually do an interview with you.
Yeah.
You know, it could take that long. And Spotlight is a reminder of when that does go right.
Yeah.
You can... I mean, it can change people's lives or save people's lives, which in that, you know, in that case, like... Children, you know, being assaulted was getting swept under the rug until these guys wouldn't let it go. So
that's what journalism is most for, is a watchdog.
Yeah.
To the check, you know, of what's going on and dig into it. And all right, we've talked way too much. Yeah.
It's Alex Poythress's senior day.
I know. That's what we should be talking about. Alex Poythress senior day. A lot going on for this game. It's senior day. Derek Willis is coming back. Scalabissier, is he the same one we saw last game? Because Calipari said no.
Yeah.
There's no air conditioning inside Rupp Arena for the game. So get out your Bermuda shorts. And then it's also going to be the final game for Tyler Ulis and Jamal Murray. For those of you holding on to hope that Tyler Ulis will come back, for some reason, because he's too small or they project him to be a second-round pick, or don't kid yourself.
No. The only thing that is holding Tyler back is his height, and that will not change with another year in college or another 10 years on this earth. It will not change. And he couldn't really possibly have a better season than he has had.
He's a player of the year candidate. He's one of the top three players in the country right now.
And Cal knew that. I mean, De'Aaron Fox is going to be the point guard next year. That it is what it is. Now, Isaiah Briscoe, I would think, is
a possibility to come back. Yeah. Now, Calipari said, guys.
But all these guys now can put their names in, and they all
should. They can find out. Which, I mean, they'll find out, so it leads to a better decision for the kid, no doubt. But Calipari said, you know, guys have left early for the NBA from UK that weren't ready to go, like should not have gone. But none were ready to go that came back, is what he said. So it doesn't work that way. So it's not like National Player of the Year candidate doesn't come back to school.
No.
Not at Kentucky under John Calipari. So that's that, really. And I've heard some people here and there, no, he's not coming back.
There is nothing to improve his stock.
No.
He's going to go where he's going to go, and it's probably lower than what we would think as people that have watched every game he's played, and we know what he can do. There's going to be, the height thing is going to be an issue. And you can point to Isaiah Thomas with the Celtics, but that's still just one guy.
Yes.
You know,
just one.
And when you're making references to, Avery Johnson said, he's better than Muggsy Bogues. Well, that was a dude that played 30 years ago.
So, and he wasn't that good.
So there's, and people only know him because he was really tiny.
Yeah.
There's not a history of small guards making it in the NBA. Do I think Tyler Ulis can be one of them that does? 100%.
Absolutely.
But he's not going to be a first-round pick or a lottery pick.
He's a rare exception.
Yeah.
He's a rare exception. He'll make it in the NBA. 381-1313 is the number to call. Get in here and talk about this UK-LSU game. When we're done at noon... You only have to wait an hour until Matthew Lawrence and Mark Krebs do their show from Uncle Matteo's Pizza. That is at 1 o'clock today, the pregame show. And then at 6:15 tonight on this radio station right here, ESPN Sports Radio 1300, North Carolina at Duke, if you are so inclined. UK women's basketball.
I'm surprised ESPN is covering that one.
Well, I'm surprised it's not already on right now. ESPN, we're watching. Instead, it's Stephen A. Smith's bag of hot air. But the UK women's basketball team takes out South Carolina in the semifinals of the SEC tournament down in Jacksonville. That's on at 5 o'clock on ESPNU. So
they just whipped Florida yesterday.
They did.
Big time. Just destroyed Florida.
They are on some kind of hot streak right now. Won 8 in a row. They are playing the best offense maybe they've ever played since Matthew Mitchell has been the head coach. He called Jhené Thompson the best leader he's ever had in his time at Kentucky. So she's the senior point guard. Obviously, Michaela Epps. Excuse me. Health. Maybe an issue because Michaela is a little banged up. I mean, she's playing through it, but you know, it's taking a toll. And then Taylor Murray was something, a knee, something yesterday. Don't know her status, but she's a freshman. It's big. They don't have a lot of depth.
No.
And they can't handle injuries.
No. They only have 9 scholarship players, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. But they are playing really well. South Carolina, however, I think is going to be a really tough matchup for them today.
South Carolina is 29-1, only lost to UConn, which means they haven't lost to anyone in the SEC. 16-0 record, sweeping through the SEC, swept Kentucky 73-62 in Lexington, 78-68 in Columbia. I mean, South Carolina is big, but their bigs are extremely athletic. I mean, it is just, they have the defensive player of the year, who is also the player of the year in the SEC, and 2 of the other players are also on the first team. So 3 of their players are on the first team all SEC.
And then Michaela Epps.
First
team all SEC as well.
She's good.
And Evelyn Akator, I think, was second team.
Yeah, Evelyn Akator is very good as well. Yeah, the impressive thing about this is the 7th straight year. Kentucky, Matthew Mitchell has taken them to the SEC tournament semifinals. Yep. I look up and there they are. Yep, Jay Billis, Duke fans behind him. North Carolina Duke tonight.
And then so much basketball tomorrow and for the next couple of days because it's championship season.
Love the tournament.
So the Missouri Valley Conference Championship, that's tomorrow. The Atlantic Sun Conference Championship is tomorrow. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all sorts of basketball here on ESPN.
I believe the OVC tournament final is today. Unfortunately, no teams from Kentucky will be winning it because Morehead State lost last night to UT Martin. Morehead State had been hot.
Really? Yeah.
Beat Murray State Thursday night and then turned around against the UT Martin and just it got away. But even before that, Taylor Barnett, who played at LCA, Lexington native, plays for Belmont, the number one seed. Belmont lost to Austin Peay, the 8 seed, in a crazy game. It was an overtime game. There's a putback that was just a hair too late that would have given Belmont the win. So now you got Austin Peay and UT Martin. One of those two teams is going to represent the OVC. Meaning, according to Mark Story, who's written about this recently, but this will be the first time since 1991 that the state of Kentucky has only sent one team to the NCAA tournament. Because the only school with a chance left, because Kentucky's a lock, they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Is Western Kentucky to win its tournament. And that's kind of a long shot there. So if Western Kentucky were to win its tournament, that would be bad. But it's been since 1963, since no Kentucky school has been in the NCAA tournament. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah.
High school, crazy. Did you see what happened in your home state of Minnesota?
I saw that. Marshall and Waseca.
Waseca. 4 overtimes.
And to get into overtime, every shot was a crazy buzzer beater to force the next overtime.
It's insane.
It was.
That's the way it goes last night.
And Ballard did the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't 4 overtimes, but.
But that was on SportsCenter. Mm-hmm. That was, I guess it was in a top play, but I saw it on SportsCenter. It was 7th region semifinals between Ballard and Trinity and Ballard's Jake Ramsey. With an 88-footer at the buzzer to send the game to overtime. And then after all that, they still lose to Trinity 67-62. It's going to be Trinity and St. X in the 7th region final. So one of those two is going to the Sweet 16. The 11th region semifinals are today at EKU, Scott County and Lafayette at 1:30, followed by Dunbar and Henry Clay at 3:15.
Which is probably pretty much what you predicted would happen.
Yeah. This is like NFL championship weekend, where you've got the AFC championship and the NFC championship, and those two games together are better than just the Super Bowl, you know? Kind of, that's kind of my feeling, though. So you have back-to-back Scott County Lafayette, Dunbar Henry Clay down there at EKU. My goodness. If you like, I mean, those four teams are four of the top 15 in the state. Dunbar and Henry Clay are probably both in the top five. Scott County in the top 10. Then after that, it's Franklin County Bryan Station at 7:30 in the girls' 11th region championship. Winner of that game.
And Bryan Station won in overtime, right?
They did.
Lafayette in overtime.
A little bit of an upset. Bryan Station has not been has been inconsistent, would be the best way to put it, all season. And then has kind of put something together here late and got Lafayette in a close one in overtime. And so now Franklin County, which won the region last year but then got to the Sweet 16 and didn't do anything, Franklin County is back in the region final with a chance to go back. And this time, this year, Franklin County has shown it's capable of beating anyone in the state by beating Elizabethtown, the number two team, or number one team maybe just a few weeks ago. So we could talk high school basketball as well if you want to. Mercer County won on a buzzer beater. Their girls won on this shot. Well, there was a three that was put up. It rims off. Hard carom back towards the three-point line. This girl from Mercer County chases down the loose ball, turns, frantically goes toward the basket, but just like in slow motion almost, she slows her body enough to make this perfect finger roll layup. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
So fun this time of year.
381-1313 is the number to call to get in here. We'll talk about this UK-LSU matchup. And then there's a question I want to ask as well regarding this. And we'll do that next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Schwab's pipes and stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's pipes and stuff.
Stop by your Lexington area Wendy's and post a pic for your chance to win a VIP experience at the home of Kentucky basketball. Have dinner with a legend, shoot around on the court, even tour the locker room. Visit Wendy's for details.
I'm Chuck.
I'm John,
owner and brew specialist at Bottom of the Barrel.
John, hit me. I'm open.
Like that?
Ouch. What was that for?
He said hit me.
I'm in an alley-oop lob for the Stufferino.
Seriously, Dad, you can't jump.
I know, but I can brew a nice cold beer for the basketball craziness going on.
Yeah, I'm going to get in the zone with a wine or a cold beer.
Exactly, just like the ones we brewed with supplies from the Bottom of the Barrel. John, you know we have wine-making and beer-making classes on Saturday.
At noon, right?
Yeah.
At Bottom of the Barrel, tip off the tournament action with your favorite beer, wine, or cheese made from what you learned in a homebrew or winemaking class at Bottom of the Barrel. Bottom of the Barrel, a great place where brew people can just hang out. Bottom of the Barrel, 2313 Woodhill Drive, or call 859-213-6572. That's 859-213-6572. Bottom of the Barrel.
Keep calm and brew on, Kentucky.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Let's get serious for a minute, because Fleet Doc has. They just hired Brian Dahl, one of the top diesel mechanics in the state of Kentucky. What does that mean to you? Fleet Doc is now truly your one-stop shop for fleet vehicles.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bingo, bingo!
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So did you ever like roller skate growing up? Like go to the skating rink?
No.
No, not at all.
We didn't have one, so.
You didn't have one of them?
No.
This is roller rink music right here. Well, of course. Minnesota, yeah. But this right here. Put it back up again. Can you picture a roller rink? People moving around the rink?
Oh, yeah.
The lights. The reason I know this is because my kids do this little program at Champs where they teach them how to roller skate, which is good. I mean, it's good for, you know, athletically. It's just good to get that movement down and to know how to, you know, roller skate. And so I found out that this is one of my son's favorite songs to roller skate to. Shut Up and Dance With Me. I was like, well, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. They're playing their final basketball game of the season right now. I'm having to miss it. Stinks.
What a bummer.
I'd like to see him out there. Although it's also very frustrating to watch. As a parent, you're like...
Yeah, we lost Tuesday night. Our season ended.
Mm.
After the bow and arrow free throws, there was...
The bow and arrow. missed the target there on Tuesday night, huh?
By the way, so a week from tomorrow, it's Selection Sunday.
Jeez, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
A week from tomorrow. Yeah. So
we will be having a Selection Sunday watch party, by the way, at Brooklyn Pizza starting at 5 o'clock. Matthew Lawrence is going to be there. He's going to host a show at 7 o'clock. So, I mean, if you want to stop down and watch, you know, with a big group of UK fans and Matthew Lawrence and maybe get on the radio and
That's a good place to do it over there at Brooklyn Pizza right off of Clay's Mill. And I've been over there. That's the original one right there. You had to watch the selection show, and then you got a radio show right there, Matthew Lawrence right there. As the selections are happening, he's on the air, or just after they've happened, he's on the air to talk about it. Great, great place to do it.
And I would imagine that this year there will be a little drama involved because there just haven't been, you know, well, you'll probably know who the ones are, but there, you know, there's just not been.
There's going to be some drama.
Clear cut. Yeah. You know, top 10 teams. And I mean, you could think of Kentucky as a team that could be anywhere from a 3 to a 6. I don't think they'll be a 6, but you know what I'm saying? Like
they could, I mean, they could, if you know, something were to,
but if they win out and win the SEC.
Which year, this thing about, I've heard this all week, people talking about how Kentucky, you know, before South Carolina lost, the scenario that Kentucky could go fall to a 5 seed. If they lost to LSU and South Carolina won and Vandy won and, you know, all this stuff. Completely missing the part about they're more likely to be a 1 than a 5. Now they could be a 4 if everything played out. But Kentucky's going to beat LSU and Vandy has a chance at Texas A&M. I like those chances better than LSU beating Kentucky.
And if that happens, Kentucky wins the SEC outright.
Yes. Yes. And gets the 1 seed and plays at 1 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, which is what everyone
That's
wants.
What
yes.
you want. Yeah. Otherwise, it's a Friday 7 o'clock game. Friday night at 7 o'clock if Kentucky's the 2 seed. This is the most, I mean, this is the most likely scenarios, the ones we all should be talking about, is Kentucky's either going to be a 1 or a 2 seed in the SEC tournament. Forget all the rest of that stuff. I mean, LSU is a 13-point underdog for a reason. I don't know that UK will necessarily cover that. I don't know if I see a 15 or 20 point, but it could be.
And now LSU has, you know, a significant amount to play for.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't it be fun if this was a replay of the matchup of Scal and Ben Simmons from last summer?
Yeah.
When Scal just worked him.
Yeah.
But you would think today they're probably, I would think Cal is going to try to feature Alex a little bit to give him an opportunity at his final game at Rupp.
That appeared to me to be the tweak. I don't know if I'm a basketball Benny, but, I mean, it was staring you right in the face that it was to get the ball to them, force them, Alex and Scal, to make decisions with the ball and scoring. They're not going to do it on their own, and you're not drawing up plays for them, so get them the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Get them the ball to make them do it. And then it opens up everything else. But you saw Calipari's reaction yesterday talking about Derek Willis. Like, he slapped his hands together and looked up to the sky and was like, oh. And then he, like, pumped his fist in the air and because he said Willis was back in practice Thursday hitting shots. He was like, ugh, I don't need a tweak if I got him. I don't have to worry about all that.
And, you know, I did hear an interesting thing. Kyle Tucker, who's a friend of the show, was talking about what his impressions of maybe what the tweak would be.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he thought it was more of just a mental reset. That Cal goes in there, talks mm-hmm. to the team, and says, you know what? My fault. I should have been doing this a long time ago. And it just kind of...
Which is what he did a couple years ago. Yeah.
It just kind of takes the heat off of them.
Right.
And that maybe it's really not a whole lot different on the court at all. I also think Cal loves to say, most of you guys will never even know
right.
what it is.
You idiots. You dummies. No, I agree completely. That's what the tweak was more than anything 2 years ago. It was mental. And then Calipari is big on that. You know, Bob Rotella is a good friend of his, the renowned sports psychologist who's worked with everyone.
And he comes and talks to this team all the time. Not just this team, but Cal's teams.
Right. And so the psychology of it and a little bit of mind game to get what you want out of your guys, without a doubt, that goes into the tweak. And then there has to be maybe some little concrete evidence to kind of make it sink in. Oh, yeah. You're right. Well, you could have been, you know, throwing the ball.
And both Alex and Scal played well in that last game. So.
Right. And remember the Andrew Aaron Harrison, it was passing to the wings, kicking it out, driving and kicking out, right? Wasn't that the thing in 2014?
And then hitting the shot, Aaron.
Right. See, that was what really.
And then always hitting that shot.
Yeah. Which Alex Poythress said that was his favorite memory in his time at Kentucky. His favorite memory is Aaron Harrison hitting the shot against Wisconsin to send them to the championship game. And then he talked about writing an ending like that for himself to maybe make a better memory by getting back to a national championship. And when Calipari was kind of asked about that, because let's face it, as much as everyone, you know, likes Alex Poythress, loves Alex Poythress fans and all that, and this is his day and all that, but he has been such an enigma where he's been the best player in the country and then nothing, just absolutely nothing, gives you zero. And it's been 4 years of that, minus got injured, but 3 years of that, I mean, three seasons of that. So that's the narrative on it. You can pretend and you can be nice today, and you will be, and you should be, but when he's gone 4 or 5 years from now, whatever, that's what you're going to say. That's how he's going to be thought of, unless he does something here to change it here in the next month.
Which, as we've seen, like he can do. That's the thing that frustrates people. It's not that he didn't work out. It's that we've all seen it since his freshman year. You've seen it, and then you've seen it go wrong.
Yeah,
go the other way. So I hope today is a day, because honestly, if we, you know, it's, you know, silly to think that we really consider these guys student athletes. I mean, it's not. But if we were to really take that to heart, then Alex would be one of the best dudes ever.
Yes. Right?
Because he was second team academic All-America, the first Kentucky player to be an academic All-American since Mark Pope in 95.
Yeah, that's huge.
Okay, so he's got a 4.0 through his first semester of graduate school. Like, he's doing everything.
Graduated in 3 years.
Everything that you would want from a student athlete to do.
Not a stitch of trouble.
No.
Everyone says best teammate ever.
So you want him to do well today.
More on Alex Poythress coming up next. Some good news. I'm telling you, some good news for Alex Poythress based on past performance. And we'll talk about that next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Just dreaming of
tearing you apart. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
$1 million bracket mania.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300 with a shot at $1 million.
Starting selection Sunday, get to our website,
WLXG.com.
Print out the bracket. Enter the contest for a shot at
$1 million.
And lots of great local prizes, too, including a PS4 gaming station.
$1 million bracket mania.
Presented by Community Trust Bank. Also participating,
Mad Mushroom Pizza,
Truck and Auto Extras,
Wing Zone,
Fleet Dock,
Bottom of the Barrel,
Truly Nolan,
Lee's Town Spirits,
and Uncle Matteo's Pizza.
$1 million bracket mania.
From ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Ride in your truck with style. On the road, off the road. That's the lifted life. Let your truck work for you. On the farm, on the job site. That's the lifted life. Take your truck out to play. At the lake, on the trail. That's the lifted life. Your truck is a part of you, whether it's for style, work, or play. So why not have the best of the best? Lucky's Off-Road is the truck accessories authority for getting you that lifted life. Lucky's installs everything you need to pull that boat, conquer that mountain, or function on that construction site. Suspension lifts, wheels and tires, winches, trailer hitches, toolboxes, bed covers, floor mats, step bars, bed liners, ladder racks, brush guards, vent visors, LED light bars, audio, video, you name it. Lucky's Off-Road has got it. Visit our showroom. Call Lucky's Off-Road at 859-299-4411 or get a quote at luckysoffroad.com today. Why? Because you deserve that lifted life.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes real. Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
My car goes a-bing-ba. Can you fix it?
At Fleet Doc, we're a true one-stop shop for your vehicle. From the largest selection of tires in the city to maintenance and repairs. Our techs talk to you in a way you can understand.
Real.
And we get the job done right at a fair price. Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bing-ba-bing-ba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
Don't take chances with your fine clothing. Come to Emperor's Cleaners and have your clothes treated like royalty. Emperor's Cleaners will make you look good every day. Or for special occasions, Emperor's Cleaners also preserves wedding gowns that make them look as good as new. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in leather cleaning, shirt laundry, custom work, and alterations. You'll find them in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 until 3. Emperor's Cleaners treats you and your clothes like royalty.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
One of the best videos of the MTV era. Don't you think?
All of his videos were great.
Yes, they were.
This album.
They were. Beat it.
Yeah. Just beat it.
Just beat it.
By the way, from the looks on Twitter, you know, it is caucus day.
Oh, yeah.
In Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From the looks of it on Twitter, there are long lines everywhere in Lexington. We're not going to get political on this show, probably, but
if we did, we would probably get more phone calls.
This is just the craziest.
Hey, I'll go out.
Election.
Just please. The state that has elected Matt Bevin as governor, please don't. Don't go for Trump. Please. I know too many people that are just are good, smart, reasonable, logical people. I just know too many of them. Where are the other ones that are voting?
Where are they going?
And polling.
From?
Where are you? Are you hiding in plain sight? It's like aliens among us.
First of all, I don't remember there being a debate every other day.
I know. It's once a week.
It's all the time. Like, I thought it was, it used to be, it was like, yeah, you did tune in because that was your chance. You had two or three debates, maybe. Now there's one every week.
Well, ratings are great.
And because it's such a...
We're going to curse if we talk too much about
this. I know.
This.
It's just so crazy.
It's not serious enough. It's not about serious at all. I think I told you this off the air like last week. I was watching something that went over some of the biggest issues facing us today. Like larger, global, also here in our own country, and just all these things. And instead, it's
body parts.
Yes.
They talk about body parts.
And
how much people sweat.
And bad business decisions. And,
I just can't.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's talk about Alex Poythress. It's his day. Really, that's whose day it is. It's Alex Poythress' day. And Willie is on the line to talk about Alex. Good morning, Willie. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Good morning. Hey, I'm really hoping Alex has a good day today because he's such a good kid. But I'm on the Trump train, baby.
You're on the what?
The Trump train.
Oh, you are. You're one of the Trumps.
I'm getting ready to pull in to vote right now.
Oh, man. Oh, don't do it. Turn back. It's not too late, Willie. Turn back.
I'm going to build me a wall right after I get through voting.
Oh, boy. That's good. That's good. Where do you go? Where are you, like, where are you at to do this?
Richmond.
You're in Richmond, and then, like, to do a caucus, you have to go in and do you have to wait, or how's that all work?
I'm not sure. I don't think it's that much different from what I understand. It's just, like I said, they hand you a paper ballot, and I don't think you really have to sit around and discuss anything like they did in Iowa.
Oh, okay. So it's not going to be a two-hour ordeal for you?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay.
But, get ready to celebrate tonight, baby. Right.
We'll see, I guess. We'll see. Thanks, Willie.
Well, I do agree with him that I hope Alex has a great game because he's a great kid and all that. So Alex was asked yesterday about, one last time, can you try to explain the inconsistency? And
right.
He's just, I don't know.
Here's the good news.
Yes, you said you had some good news.
You remember when Calipari said Alex Poythress, has been an every now and then player. That's what he's been. And now he needs to be an everyday player. Said the same thing about Marcus Lee. Mm-hmm. That was before Tyler Ulis and Jamal Murray were doing what they're doing at this level for this long. Like, they have hit another gear, another level, and playing a different way. Alex Poythress can be an every now and then player again. They can get by as long as it's not a zero. It can't be a zero. Obviously, the other night, was it against Vanderbilt?
Yes.
That was a zero, right?
Yes.
Yes.
from everybody.
Yes. But go back to 2014, which was his last time playing in the NCAA tournament because he didn't get to play with Kentucky last year in the tournament. The first game against Kansas State didn't do much. The next four games, which would have been Wichita State, Louisville, Michigan, Wisconsin. Those four games. Poythress, over those four, went 12 of 13 from the floor, grabbed like 5 rebounds a game, scored around 7-8 points. If he goes 8 points, 5 rebounds in 4 consecutive games and only misses one shot and makes 12 of them, hits his free throws, that'll be fine.
Yes.
That is all Kentucky needs.
Yes.
Get a little bit of that from Marcus Lee rebounding and Scal. It just needs to be, like we've been talking about, just a little bit. So Marcus Lee and Poythress, they can be every now and then players now that Murray and Ulis are doing what they're doing, and Willis. You throw Willis in there. There's your points right there. You guys get some rebounds and make a few buckets to take the pressure off them. But you do not have to be our go-tos.
And really important for Alex is just to stay on the floor. So Kentucky's lost 6 games this year. In 5 of those losses, Poythress fouled out. It's the rebounding, especially for him, that I think is so important.
And over at CoachCal.com, that's Mets...
Camfield.
Mets Camfield that does that. And he pointed out that Kentucky's bigs... Poythress, Scal, Humphreys, Alex, those four. Each of them average more than 5 fouls per 40 minutes. One of them's at 6 fouls. I think Humphreys is the highest at almost 8 or 9 fouls per 40 minutes. And then Scal's right there at like 8.
Yeah.
And then Marcus Lee's in there at maybe 6 or 7. And Poythress is right there 6 or 7. So those four guys, all four of them, average more than five fouls per 40 minutes. That's a big deal, too. It hasn't changed all season. Calipari kind of alluded to it the other day. It's been this way all year, and he was talking about Poitras. Don't cave in. They've been doing this to us all year, I think is what he meant, referee, because he was talking about traveling. Poitras shouldn't have gotten the traveling call.
And that wasn't a traveling call, but I will say there's always bad calls in every game on both sides. A lot of the times when our bigs have fouled out, they're fouling. I mean, they're legitimate fouls.
There are.
And they should know at this point that stuff's going to get called. I mean, they're out of position fouls. Marcus Lee, a lot of times, gets called for being out of position on rebounds. It just, you can't do it.
It just hurts the momentum, the flow, the feel, where, like, Alex, if he gets two fouls in the first half, it's done. That's it. Or Marcus sometimes. That's it. You're not getting anything else. It's over. Game over for you. And that can't happen. I think Calipari was kind of trying to get that out of Alex. You can't be that. You got two. Okay, but come back the second half. Just get one foul maybe and have, 10 points or something. It can't be over for you at that point. You have to bounce back from that. And I think the way Murray and Ulis are playing, with Willis coming back today, if Scal and Alex and Marcus can just do a little, that they don't have to, once again, they can be every now and then players. Every now and then have a super game. Otherwise, just do a little bit.
Now, you know the no HVAC at Rupp means no fireworks.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
And, I was listening to the Sports Huddle here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 yesterday, and Matthew and Chris and Mikey were talking about what should they do for the guys who are leaving? That's their last game in Rupp Arena, but they're not seniors. And they had a discussion about that and got some calls. And I didn't call and weigh in. I was working and had to go. I couldn't call and weigh in. But I think I would like to hear your take on it, and I'll give mine, and you can give yours, 381-1313, and we'll do it after the break here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. It's absolutely crazy. I can tell you this. When I had to file a claim, I did, and my rates didn't go up. And if you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins and you lose. Don't fall for this age-old trick. If you really want to save money on your premiums, bid them out every year. I guarantee you then you will save money. The insurance companies don't want you to hear this either. Be smart. Protect your family and your future, not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town, or a hurricane strikes, or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's going to be a great night around the bases as the Lexington Catholic baseball team hosts its annual fundraiser featuring blackjack, poker, roulette, and more. Saturday, March 5th, Lexington Catholic High School from 7 until midnight. Also includes a Vegas-style buffet of heavy hors d'oeuvres. Admission is $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Also includes beer and wine. Join us Saturday, March 5th. For tickets, contact LexCathBaseball at Hotmail.com. That's LexCathBaseball at Hotmail.com.
Sensory sensitivity, repetitious behavior, lack of eye contact. You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Will Alex cry today? He's been there 4 years. That's a long time.
Ups
seen a
downs,
lot of guys.
Been through a lot.
Remember, he played with Nerlens Noel and Willie Cauley-Stein as a freshman. I mean, Ryan Harrow was the point guard on the team that he came in on.
Hey, sometimes, like, when guys are here so long, I forget who the hell they played with and
what
his freshman class was.
Yeah, but the 2014 run in the tournament. Insane.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have mattered against Wisconsin last year. I don't know so much if he was in the game. Maybe he makes a little bit of a difference.
To me, the difference maker would have been Tyler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the difference maker right there in last year's game. But what do you do for the guys? This was on the Sports Huddle here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 yesterday. Their question was, what do you do, if anything, for the guys you know are going to the NBA? And this is their final home game, too, but they're not seniors like Alex Poitras. Do you, and you can't, like, officially say, okay, we're just going to do this for Jamal Murray and Tyler Ulis. Because then you're saying, well, Isaiah Briscoe's definitely not, oh, was he coming back?
Right.
You can't, and nobody's declared yet. So you can't officially do it. So then you'd have to do it for the whole team. Well, you're not going to do it for the whole team. And then that takes away from the special moment for Alex Poitras. He's the only one that's been here all 4 years.
Didn't Louisville do something for Montrezl Harrell?
They did some crazy stuff for the guys other night.
They played one shiny
moment. Oh, my God.
So stupid. But, I mean, I think Montrezl came back, and then after his junior year, he knew he was leaving. I'm not positive, but I think they did something.
And Rondo, right?
Rondo came back on Ramel Bradley and Joe Crawford, senior day, and he was the one that presented them with their framed jerseys.
Yes,
because
which was
they
very cool.
Came in together. That was very cool, and because that year that they had gone through a lot of adversity and then ended up winning the SEC or finishing 12-4 that year. Billy was SEC Coach of the Year. They beat Florida that day. And, you know, that's after losing to Gardner Webb at the start of the season. So there was just a bunch of cool moments in there. But I personally
remember Joe Crawford crying on the bench in Anaheim after scoring 32 points.
That
did you go? Were you there in Anaheim?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That was awful.
Mm. So here's my thing.
Yeah.
Here's what I think they should do. Alex Poitras and any senior gets their senior day, just like it would normally be before the game. After the game, parents of all the players that want to come out, and we call it, you don't call it like a send-off or something. You call it regular season-end celebration. So you're celebrating the season that has just been, because this group of guys will have never been together. They will never be together again. The same team is never going to be together again. So you frame it that way so you don't have to worry about who's going, who's not going, because we all know. And then you let Jamal Murray and his parents come out and have a jersey if you so choose. You could choose that too. I think you elect to do that. Like Johnny David. If he doesn't want a jersey from his freshman season, okay, you don't have to. If you don't want your parents to come, you don't want to make a big deal out of it, okay. a team vote. The team says, hey, which of you guys wants to do this? You could do it if you want to. We'll do it like it's senior day. We'll announce your credentials. You'll walk out. You can have a hoop you'd walk through, whatever you want to do. We'll give you a jersey. We'll come out there and take a picture. They'll play, you know, my old Kentucky home, all that stuff. And you make a big production out of it. And you let them choose. So, you know, Dominique Hawkins doesn't want to do that. He can do it his senior year. He'll get it his senior year. But if he doesn't want to do it his junior year because he knows he's not leaving, that's fine. He doesn't have to do it. But you do it after the game and call it the regular season's end celebration. And these guys have chosen to participate in the regular season end celebration. And here they are. What do you think?
381-1313 for your thoughts on that. I don't think they should change it at all. I am in favor of only honoring the seniors and that be it. Because I think these guys, like, so Anthony Davis and John Wall didn't get to do one. They have come back to Rupp and been shown as much, if not more, love than they were, did when they were here. If at some point... I mean, they could get their jerseys, and yeah, they probably do have a jersey. Some, you know, I'm sure John has a number two jersey hanging up somewhere. And Anthony Davis, vice versa. So I think it's fine. And I think especially now with everyone can put their name into the hat at the draft combine sort of thing, and everyone can find out where they're at, that there's going to be a lot of guys that do that, that maybe Derek Willis finds out that this is his best time to go. And you might not think that, but somebody, enough people tell him that and say, well, look who's all coming in next year and blah, blah, blah. And you're this, you know, you're kind of the type of guy that the NBA covets right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had a great season for you. So maybe now's your time to go, but maybe not. I don't. And then I think it just becomes an awkward thing. So I'm for just, if you make it to be a senior, then you get honored, and that's awesome. And now, am I a big fan of, like, what was last year's senior day? Just two walk-ons? Was it just Sam Malone and
Brian Long?
Brian Long.
Todd Lanter.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I mean, that was, I just remember it being like the most anticlimactic senior day ever.
So at Jerry Kersey chimed in and said, no way. It's only special because it is for seniors. So just seniors. Josh Moore, the Herald Leader sports writer, high school sports beat writer. Never. All for one and done, but it's senior day. See, I agree. It is senior day that, like I said, the whole thing beforehand for the seniors. And I think after the game, if you wanted to do something, you could. I don't think that would take away from senior day if you did it after the game. The reason I have this thought, this idea, is because vividly, and I can remember the image in my mind of Patrick Patterson, John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Eric Bledsoe, even John Hood's in there. They're all arm in arm, kind of rocking back and forth, singing my old Kentucky home at the end of the last home game.
But then do you give jerseys to everyone but John Hood? They did,
you know what they did? They honored Patrick Patterson that game.
Yes. I was trying to think. I thought there was someone that we did this
They for. Treated him like a senior that game.
That's who it was.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
2010, they sent Patrick Patterson off.
They had asked him.
Yeah.
Or he had asked them.
Yeah.
I think maybe.
And you know how much it meant to Buster Patterson and Mama Patterson. Yeah. What was her name again? I forgot.
Tawana?
Tawana. Yes, Tawana Patterson. You know how much it meant to them. I mean, Buster and Tawana.
They were in every game.
Yes, they were such a part of the program. Oh, my gosh. What was it that Buster said? There was a game.
Yeah.
Big dog? Big dog? We got that. I think Kent Spencer captured that on Channel 36.
My favorite parent moment was Josh Harrelson's dad going, George Day! George Day! That was the best!
I remember there was a shot. Patterson had just had like a big-time game against Tennessee that was kind of a statement, you know, and just... And we got Buster standing there, and he's looking up, and he goes, Big dog! Woof, woof! so good.
I mean, that didn't bother me.
That they honored Patterson, but
no.
That's a case-by-case basis then. I mean,
it is, but
he had been here 3 years.
The 2012 year, I think in Cal's mind, he would also say, let's celebrate after the championship.
Yes. We'll discuss more of this on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mary, how does my day look?
Busier than a one-toothed man in a corn on the cob eating contest.
Read incoming text.
From your boss. The entire office is a mess. Need you to hire a full-time cleaning service.
Respond with, I will take care of it.
Done. Oh, that reminds me. Your mother-in-law is coming over for dinner tonight.
Seriously?
Unfortunately, yes. I found 4 assassination companies near you. Would you like me to contact one?
Well, I mean, no. The house is a wreck.
Sounds like you need a cleaning service.
Yes. Contact a cleaning service for the home and office.
Would you like me to call Details Cleaning Service at 859-221-5771 or go to their website at detailscleaningservice.net?
Call Details Cleaning Service.
Call us today at 859-221-5771 or visit us online at detailscleaningservice.net.
You'll thank me later. No one ever thanks me. Get me this. Get me that.
Matthew Lawrence here, and you and I have something in common. We love sports and we love movies. I've had DirecTV for 7 years because they offer the most sports and a huge selection of on-demand movies at no extra charge. Now, the best way to get DirecTV? From my friends at Impact Satellite, and here's why. First, you can get a $100 Visa gift card when they sign you up for new DirecTV service. Second, you might be eligible for another $100 Visa gift card only from Impact Satellite if you're a Sam's Club or Costco member. Contact Impact Satellite for details. When you get new DirecTV service, you need to do it through Impact Satellite because they'll make sure you save as much money as possible. Impact Satellite is a local company. Their local installers are on time and do the job right, and they specialize in helping you select the right viewing package. Impact Satellite in Georgetown, 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber, or call them at 502-867-0157. Tell them I sent you. Save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Women now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
Harvard Medical School has now opened its doors to new female applicants.
The first woman is now in space.
The majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far. But our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman to save money.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. One of the great rivalries in all of sports in the spotlight when number 8 North Carolina pays a visit to number 17 Duke tonight, 6:30 Eastern on ESPN. UNC's tied for first in the ACC with number 7 Miami. Tar Heels can earn the number 1 seed in the conference tournament with a win. However, they have lost 7 straight road games versus ranked opponents. Yale clinches the Ivy League championship and its first berth in the NCAA tournament in 54 years with a victory tonight against Columbia. Austin Peay, Tennessee Martin face off in the Ohio Valley Championship game with an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament on the line, 6 Eastern on ESPN2. NBA Cavaliers coach Tyronn Lue planning to return to his regular starting lineup tonight versus the Celtics. He used a smaller, speedier lineup in last night's big win over the Wizards with Kevin Love sitting out to rest. A pivotal game for both the Bulls and Rockets in Chicago tonight, 7:30 Eastern ESPN Radio, 8:30 Eastern on ABC. Chicago's a half game out of 8th in the East. Houston currently holding on to the final playoff spot in the West. NHL Ducks try to run their winning streak to 11 when they visit the Kings today. Lightning on an 8-game winning streak hosting the Hurricanes tonight. And the Capitals reach the 100-point mark with a victory at Boston tonight. Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning, speaking at a healthcare conference in Las Vegas, touched on the limitations he's faced in recent years, but he didn't shed any light. If he'll retire or continue his NFL career, Manning must decide by 4 Eastern Tuesday what he'll do, because his $19 million base salary for 2016 would be guaranteed the following day. Golf Adam Scott leads the Cadillac Championship.
Steph Curry and the Warriors continue to dominate in their quest for 73 wins. Their next stop is in L.A. against Kobe and the Lakers. Warriors, Lakers, presented by Go 90, tomorrow at 2:30 Eastern on ABC and on ESPN Radio.
Sunday night, March 13th, it's Selection Sunday. Come join me at the original Brooklyn Pizza, live from 7 to 8:30. We'll talk about where the Cats are playing, who the Cats are playing. The original Brooklyn Pizza. I'll be there watching the selection show before we go on the air live to talk about it. Right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Clay's Mill and Keith Shire, the original Brooklyn Pizza. Great lunch specials, too. Local rotating taps. It's the best. Come join me.
I was out mowing my lawn last weekend, and that's when I realized that even a small engine can have a big problem. That didn't sound good. So I went to Moses's, a one-stop shop for all your lawn equipment needs. From small engine repair to outdoor power equipment sales, Moses's does it all. And with experienced factory-trained techs, they have a reputation for fixing it right at 511 North Broadway, across from Broadway Mini Mart in Georgetown. Moses's, your local outdoor power experts that promise great service after every sale.
Your new job is waiting. Wait, your new career is waiting. UK Dining has jobs available in the food service industry. Food service industry jobs with opportunities for growth. Join a growing company with a great work environment. A company that offers competitive pay, flexible scheduling, benefits, and paid time off. Join the UK Dining team. Visit aramark.com/careers to learn more. UK Dining, we enrich and nourish lives every day.
A background check is required for these positions. UK Dining is an equal opportunity employer.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could hire one firm in America to represent my family or friends for injuries, a medical mistake, or for a claim against an insurance company, I would hire us, hands down. No firm in America has tried more personal injury cases in the last 5 years than us. I challenge you to find one. You won't. Insurance companies know who we are and, more importantly, what our results are. The tobacco companies have battled us in the courtroom, and we have verdicts to prove it of $90 million, $40 million, and $18 million for our clients. Black farmers receive $1.2 billion for compensation for years of discrimination against them as a result of our efforts. BP Oil knows who we are, as we represent thousands of business owners. Years of verdicts at trial and the desire and the money to fight for justice for our clients is why I would hire us. No brag, just fact. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
In 2 hours, Matthew Lawrence and Mark Krebs will be at Uncle Matteo's Pizza for the UK LSU pregame show. I would imagine it would be fairly pleasant there. They have air conditioning out here.
Look, I need to make a correction.
Okay.
Because I said John Wall probably has a number 2 jersey. Hang up. He wears number 2 now, and all I can see in my head is I'm picturing Wall as a Wizard.
Right.
Not thinking that he wore number 11.
Right.
While he was here
and
in Kentucky.
Somebody had 11 with the Wizards, and so he said, 1 + 1 = 2, that's what I'm going to wear. I remember that.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. So I keep seeing him in his number 2 jersey.
So the deal is Rupp Arena's HVAC system has suddenly encountered an electrical switchgear problem, which is limiting its ability to properly air condition the entire arena. This was at 5:46 yesterday. So 5:45 yesterday, UK released that. The situation presents no danger to the public and won't affect the game as far as UK and LSU playing, but fans should be aware that it could be warmer than usual in the arena and should plan to dress accordingly. I wish we had just right
off
the bat.
It's too bad because it's cold outside.
Yeah, it's raining right now. It started to rain a little bit, which could turn into snow if it, you know, doesn't stay above freezing here. It's a little chilly. You know, they may be able to fix it
in time. They said they're working on it. I haven't seen anything to say it's been fixed. I mean, if you've seen that, you know, let us know and we'll stop spreading lies. But, you know, Uncle Matty's Pizza is where Matthew and Mark are going to be. And that is the third of its kind pizza place to just pop up. It's like as trendy as hot chicken now, because it's one of those places you got Pie Five and Blaze, which is on campus. And Pie Five's got a few locations now. One in the mall, one over there on South Broadway next to Cookout. It's basically you go in and you make your pizza. They make it for you, just like you're in a Chipotle line or Qdoba or whatever.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. And then they fire it up quick. So it's done, you know, in just a few minutes. And I'm not going to say who I've had yet, but one of them I have not had, and two of them I have. And like, eh, okay. It's a good idea. I like it, but it's not like I'm blown away with the taste of this pizza. I can wait a little bit longer to get much better tasting pizza, and I can also tell them what to put on it. That is, but
right. I think at the end of the day,
but I haven't had one of them. One of them I haven't had.
I mean, the thought that like you can't just get what you want on your pizza normally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a need that was a problem that was solved with this. Well, like, you could always kind of ask for what you wanted on your pizza.
Right. But this is quicker, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to lunch and knock it out real quick. And, you know, lunch for pizza places, a lot of times they have slices that are, you know, already made up.
Yes.
So you can't just custom order a slice. You would have to order a pie, which is what you do at these places. So I do like that. Let's see, actually, I've only had one of them. So I've only had one of them, and Uncle Matty's I have not had. So I'm not bad-mouthing Uncle Matty's at all. I've yet to try it. I will. I work over there just two blocks away. I will definitely try Uncle Matty's. So
I did have Joella's, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Woo!
And I took your advice, did not get the hot.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Got
no.
The tweener.
Yes.
And it was plenty spicy.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It was plenty spicy. Did not think that I would enjoy. I brought home lunch for my husband and I from there, so I just got a mix of sides.
Mm-hmm.
Did not think that I would like the black-eyed pea salad.
You
really
did.
Good.
Yeah.
Really good.
I've not ventured to try that. I know the mac and cheese is outstanding, but it looks like liquid heart attack. I mean, it is just so thick and rich and
the
smoky.
The chicken was so good, though.
It was. It is. I got the hot once, and it was, yeah. It had eyes watering, nose running, mouth on fire.
It'd be a good tailgate thing, though.
Yes.
It really would be.
Mm-hmm. But the tweener is perfect. I got the wings. They have those jumbo wings, full-size wings. Those are great. And their Parmesan garlic fries are good. Yes, the hot chicken is very good.
Yep.
I have had to limit myself because I just can't. I could eat there every day. I mean, but I would definitely.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that's not the best idea.
No,
but
I would need to run like 5 miles right afterward. That's not happening.
But it was delicious.
That is a good spot. And I don't know if you saw this.
How many think the ice cream stand is going to be at Rupp today? Oh, my God. You can barely get ice cream as it is now.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's hot in there.
It'll be working.
That place is going to be, that line will be crazy long.
Yeah. What was it that Calipari said? We'll have to guard the guy with Bermuda shorts and socks on. There'll be plenty of those in there today. I don't know if you noticed this, and I don't know if you were around here when it was here the first time, but Jersey Mike's is back.
I heard that.
It used to be where, what is it called now? Is it Street Craves is on the corner of Limestone and Euclid or Avenue of Champions or whatever that is right there, but
yeah,
over
I've
on campus.
I've not had Jersey Mike's before.
Across from Kennedy's Bookstore. It used to be, it was Jersey Mike's. It was burritos as big as your head. It was Huge Ass Burgers. Now it's Street Craves, Local Faves, something like that.
Noodles and Company, right?
Noodles and Company is next door where
Huge Ass Burgers used to be, right?
Yeah, but no Noodles is where, oh my gosh, Tally Ho used to be.
Okay.
Tally Ho used to be where Noodles is.
Yes.
And Huge Ass Burgers was on the corner right there, and now it's Street Craves or whatever. But years and years ago, it was Burritos As Big As Your Head, and it was also Jersey Mike's subs. So I think I must have been in college when it was Jersey Mike's, and they used to go over there quite a bit. And now it has returned. It's next to Pie 5. They're in this like the same building on South Broadway right next to Cookout, right there. So Jersey Mike's.
I've not had. Are
well,
they good?
They're Italian. Look, I haven't had it in 15, 20 years probably. When I did, their Italian was unreal. The Italian sandwiches. And so that's what they still have that. They still have the capicola, the gabbagudo. They got all that stuff. And so I'm going to try it. Definitely going to try it. I don't know if it'll be today, but yes, I'm going to try it.
That reminds me. So my husband watched The Sopranos in its entirety like 12 years after everyone else. Like just finished it up like before Christmas this year.
It's so good, though.
It's amazing. And I got back into it with him because
I would watch it again. Yeah.
So good. And my dad's, you know, Italian, all Italian. So we go down there for Christmas. John was like, hey, do you have any gabagoo? My dad's like, what? Like, he had no idea what John was talking about. And then, like, 2 seconds later, my mom's like, should I make something for breakfast? My dad's like, nah, I'm just going to eat this salami. So I'm like, he does have it.
Yeah.
Like, it is a part of his everyday routine to just eat salami.
Right.
He just doesn't call it gabagoo.
Right. Oh, I love salami, too. That's another thing I can eat every day.
Oh, it's good.
Salami, capicola, prosciutto.
Yeah, all that stuff's good.
I mean, prosciutto is the Italian country ham, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So good. And pasta, cold pasta, I like just as much as warm pasta, really. We've talked plenty about food. 381-1313.
It always heads that way.
Yeah, well, who doesn't love good food? 381-1313 is the number to call here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And I guess you're like me where you just don't think there's any way Kentucky's losing this game. Because we haven't really talked about what it would be.
No.
What they need to do, anything like that. I just can't see. I cannot see this game.
You got Derek Willis coming back. You know, Calipari mentioned that having Willis and Poitras on the floor at the same time, well, he doesn't know what kind of team they have when that happens because they haven't had it. I saw something.
That's true.
Kentucky yeah. has played, let's see, 22 of its 30 games they've been without their full lineup. So this will be, today's game, will be the fourth time since January 1st, just the fourth time that they've had all the scholarship players available. So Poitras and Willis haven't been out there a whole lot together. And Calipari was like, yes, we're going to try it, but it'll depend on if Willis can handle Simmons. Because you can't have Murray or obviously Ulis or Briscoe guarding Simmons. You need it to be Willis.
I just.
Now, Ben Simmons didn't go crazy against Kentucky down at LSU.
Not at all. He had two fouls early.
It was Victor and Quarterman were
big. Now Hornsby's out, right?
And Hornsby's not playing, yes. Yeah, there's just no way. I just don't see it. There's just no way Kentucky loses, you know, being undefeated at home this season and last season. This will. They're going for two straight undefeated seasons at Rupp Arena. It's senior day. Willis is coming back. I just don't see it. I just do not see it. And this has to be a little bit of a launching point, too. Tyler Ulis mentioned after the win at Florida that everybody knows that they need to go on a run entering March, that they need to get rolling, get hot. So they can't take a step back. I don't think they will.
Not today. I just think I just can't see it.
Me either.
Now, I do think Ben Simmons will have a much better game than he did the first time around.
Yeah, I think so. Because the scouts will be out in droves to see this game. You know, I can't imagine how many will. I think I saw Drew Franklin from KSR said 17 that he has confirmed. Could be more than that. When you think about it, Jamal Murray lottery pick, Ben Simmons, maybe number one pick.
They got to come out and see Scal.
Yeah, we got to see what Scal looks like. Euless has to, you got to see if you think you can take on a undersized point guard. Because once they see him in person, they may just go, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Here's the thing he does, and Mike White of Florida brought this up after the game. He said, what I've noticed is, because he was talking about every aspect of Ulysses' game. Not only can he shoot it, not only does they have the ball on the string, but he finds guys open. He just knows where to put the ball, his defense, and then he switches onto threes, fours, and fives and doesn't get exposed defensively. So he's playing way above his size, and he's going to continue to do that.
He's done that. I think what people forget is his whole life he's done that. He's
right.
Always been the smallest kid out there. So he knows how to, A, use it to his advantage, and B, not make it a disadvantage. He knows how to do that.
And his smarts, his basketball smarts, make it to where it's not a disadvantage for him too much.
Did you see the horse with the cats video?
Yes. Very cool.
So if you have not watched it, go to YouTube and check that out, because UK put together this video of fans doing some trick shots.
Right.
And then playing, sending those videos in and doing a game of horse with Tyler Ulis and Jamal Murray. And it was pretty good stuff if you haven't seen it.
That was good. All right, when we come back, more on UK, LSU, or high school basketball, if you want to talk that, because we can do that. Haven't mentioned the big horse race today. We'll talk about that as well. Next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300. Maybe you could swing by my room around 10.
Baby, bring the lemon. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Listen, I've spoken to my therapist about you.
All right, so what did you tell the therapist? You were in therapy for me? For the way that I treat you?
Yeah. I was really just asking her how to deal with the bad days, the tough days, and she's helped me out. She's helped me out a lot.
How do you deal with the bad days?
I drink.
Dan Lebatard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
If you're a parent like me, I'm sure you have great concerns about what your kids are seeing on the internet. The answer is Circle, the device pit stop in Lexington, has a new breakthrough in cyber device technology. It's Circle with Disney. Circle is a device that connects to your home Wi-Fi. Circle filters content and helps manage time limits. You can customize a dashboard based on age, interest, age-appropriate content, and so much more. Circle is so amazing, it allows you to manage every device in your home with an app on your smartphone. Circle enables you to create balance by seeing your family members' browsing habits by platform, category, and website. Circle and its partnership provides content with Disney Entertainment that parents trust and children love. And best of all, Circle is tamper-proof. Circle, created by families for families. You can see Circle at Device Pit Stop.
Learn more about Circle and all of its features and even give it a test drive at Device Pit Stop. We are located in the Zandell Shopping Center at 2220 Nicholasville Road.
You gotta go to the pit stop for sure!
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band?
Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local everybody and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I did mention the horse race. This is one of the better ones to wager on. You know, some of these other ones have had big favorites like Mohamed.
Yes.
Last week. It was a field of six. It was Mohamed. There was no chance to wager on that. Just, you weren't going to do it. Now, this one is wide open. It's the Gotham Stakes at Aqueduct. Shigoff is the 3-1 favorite. And I watched that handicapping show, who has our friend Alice Starr on there, as well as our friend Claire Novak and Tom Lamera. And none of them like Shigoff, who is the morning line favorite. Sonny Ridge is in there at 7-2, won the Withers.
Yeah.
Adventist at 4-1, Rally Cry 5-1, Mo Power 6-1, that's the Pletcher horse.
Uncle Mo was busy.
Yes.
There are so many Uncle Mo horses out there.
Running around.
Sonny Ridge, is that who they liked?
Mm-hmm.
Is that who the handicappers liked?
Yes. Sonny Ridge, one of them liked, Tom Lamera liked Rally Cry. Sonny Ridge was Ellis's pick. I believe Claire was on Conquest Big E. She said he was at least going to get a piece of it. And maybe she was on Adventist or Sunny Ridge. But look, it goes 3-1, 7-2, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1, 6-1. That's not even the whole field. The odds get higher after that. So you're looking at a good exacta or a trifecta out of there. And then these horses are not quite the competition level that was in Florida with Mohamed and who he was running against, those guys. So this is really wide open, and that's at the Gotham Stakes at Aqueduct, 5 o'clock, something like that today, but another 50 points. So one of these gets 50 points. I mean,
that's a lot.
That's a real good shot at being one of the 20 horses to line up at Churchill Downs.
And then we're about a month away from Nyquist and Mohamed.
Yeah.
At the Florida Derby.
Yeah. We're also about a month away from Keeneland.
Yeah.
I went out here, by the way. I don't remember Keeneland's spring warehouse sale, but apparently it's been a thing that they've been doing for a while. It's out there at the Keene Barn, the entertainment area. They just take all their stuff that's overstock or whatever, and they put it on super, super discount, like 50 to 75% or whatever. So, like a, I don't know, $50, $75 tie is more like $25.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, Peter Millar stuff that says Breeders' Cup on it or something that's normally $200.
Yeah, really nice stuff.
Yeah, you can maybe get for $50 or something like that. And then a bunch of other stuff, like plates and, women's stuff. I was going out there.
Like plates, just FYI.
Well, the hoity-toity, that kind of stuff. So I was looking for ties, T-shirts, and maybe a good deal on a Breeders' Cup something or other. I go out there on the first day of the sale. It goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It was last weekend. Insane.
How many people were out there?
Yes. There were like three or four lines, all of them almost out the door. Like you couldn't move around in the Keene Barn area, which is pretty large.
Yeah.
It's not the barn, it's the entertainment part of it, but that's a large area, and it was hard to get around in there because of the lines. And I found good deals and then went, no, not a chance. And I'll be here an hour. It's not going to happen. But it was so successful, people bought it so much they didn't even make it to Sunday. They're like, we're done, thanks.
Ah, ladies be wanting their plates.
I'm telling you, stuff goes quickly. Some bad news, some unfortunate news on the UK football front. You want the good news or the bad news first? What should we go with? The bad news and then we'll come back with the good news? Probably. That's what we should do. Okay, the bad news is taco meat. I mean, a big fan favorite. And, you know, from Breathitt County, but he was also, you know, played here at LCA when he was a freshman and a sophomore in high school.
Yes.
And then he was at Breathitt County as a junior and a senior. He went out to Pikeville and was there for a year, I think, playing college and then transferred to UK as walk-on, fullback, Will Thomas Collins. He was arrested early Friday morning and charged with alcohol intoxication, criminal mischief, theft, and fleeing and evading. Now, you hear that. Okay, you think alcohol intoxication. Okay, they're saying he was drunk.
Criminal mischief,
theft, fleeing, and evading. So then he did something to steal something and took off running? That's what you're thinking, right?
Yeah.
It turns out he was spotted carrying a parking meter, which he said was already on the ground.
Still strikes me as a poor decision.
It's a poor decision, yes. I mean, I understand college for sure, but I don't know. When you sign up to play like football or basketball, or you know, when you're an athlete, it's just a different set of rules you have to live by.
You got to know that by this point.
Yeah.
I totally get the we all did stupid things when we were 18, 19. Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
But they know. Not only do they know because they've seen it happen to teammates, because they've heard about it.
Right.
Happening to other people. Their coaches talk about it endlessly. They know.
Like I said, there's a different set of rules for, you know, football players there. I mean, just because, especially for basketball players. You kidding me? Calipari's got to have a different set of rules. Look, you guys can't, and he said it publicly, you can't chase women, smoke, drink, all that stuff. You can't do that here. It's the microscope is too large on you. It's a fishbowl. And I feel like in college, I could have done something this stupid. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But
nobody would have cared.
Right, exactly.
That's the thing.
That's it. Nobody would have cared.
And you might have actually even called yourself Taco Meat as well. I don't know.
No.
But
I could have been, yeah. I mean, I could see myself as a Taco Meat dude. Yeah.
By the way, Andy Boo officially named special teams coordinator by Mark Stoops.
Mm-hmm.
In a move that, even if it's in title, in name only, and he does the exact same thing he did last year,
mm-hmm.
something that probably had to be done.
Yeah. I mean, you always hear if you're a coach and you listen to the fans, then you'll be sitting with them.
Yes.
But he has responded to all of, like, the outrage.
I know.
Like, everybody was outraged over the offense. What's he do? Tell Shannon Dawson, go. Everybody was outraged over how the receivers were playing and how they, like Dorian Baker, and how they were like this group that was supposed to be so great and talented and they weren't living up to it. It was like Tommy Maynard, you know, out. You know, we got to make a change here. Special teams is ridiculous. It's, you know, in disarray. And, you know, he even got upset when asked some of those questions about special teams. Here he goes. Name's Andy Boo. So he has responded to every criticism. And it's definitely not all PR, obviously, because he's hired people to fix problems. So I don't know if that move is PR or not, but Stoops has shown that he is willing and seeks out advice on things. Like he doesn't think of himself as the one guy who knows it all and has all the answers, and so he tries to find out what other people are doing that works.
This one I do think was a reactionary move, because you know other places have special teams coordinators. they all do.
Mm-hmm.
And he certainly heard the criticism there. Now, if Andy Boo had that title last year, I don't know that our special teams would have been any different.
Right.
I don't know.
Here's something that I think probably factors into it more than the reactionary. I think here's the real reason is what I'm saying. Andy Boo was offered a special teams coordinator position at a Power 5
yeah.
school. I can't remember which one it is. Do you remember Colorado, maybe?
I can't remember.
I want to say it was Colorado. John Hale from the Courier-Journal was the one to report that. Back when Stoops said to me,
yes.
Remember, said, yeah, we have had a guy turn down a coordinator job at a Power 5 school. And at the time, you thought, ooh, defensive coordinator, you know, that's what he's talking about. Or offensive coordinator or something. It was special teams coordinator, and it was offered to Andy Boo. So, what do you do? Okay, since you did decide to stick with us and not take the special teams coordinator job there, we have to do it here. And it takes time to work that stuff out, paperwork-wise, contract-wise, approval, all that stuff. And so it doesn't happen just like that. It takes a little time. So I think that's really what went into it. That wasn't even the good news that I was going to talk about.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
But the good news, I mean, but I wanted to talk about that. But the good news was Melvin Lewis, Big Mel, was back out there for UK Football Pro Day.
Yeah.
And said he had full movement. He said it was the first time he was able to, like, cut off of the leg that he had broken and make moves. And I saw a video of him just looking explosive. And
how do you just not root for that kid?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for everything he's been through and done to get to the point he had gotten, and then to lose it his senior year and not get to play half of the season.
Yeah.
I really think he's going to be picked up, get a chance in the NFL, and really hope he makes it. He's just one of those.
His story is.
Yeah, but then like his personality and who he is and what he's about and what he represents. And,
yeah,
you know, just one of those that just he's got his head on straight and knows what he wants, knows how to act, in contrast to some other players on the team. Melvin Lewis is a shining example of the kind of man you aspire to be.
And I don't know. Did we? Yeah, it happened a while ago. We had to have talked about Jason Hatcher, didn't we?
Yes, I believe we did.
Okay.
We did talk about that. So it makes some other guys going to have to step up in that spot.
Where there weren't other guys.
Josh is motioning break, and I know he gets a little antsy. You can tell that he like rocks back and forth. He shakes a little bit. He's like, they'll take a break. And we'll keep talking. He'll just turn around and then he'll make the signal and it'll become more urgent. Like, my hands are moving faster now. That means take a break quicker.
And let's keep talking about it so we are still not getting to that break.
Exactly. But, of course, he has the power. You could go to a break at any time you want, I guess, Josh. So we can do that now. It looks like you're all in favor of it. So the eyes have it.
We have caucused, and we will now take a break.
And we'll talk about some TV when we come back on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's the Four Wheels More Deals Winter Sales event going on now at MLS Power Sports, and you have choices. Get a new 2015 Wildcat as low as $189 a month for 60 months, or receive a rebate up to $1,100 depending on model. Or how about a factory warranty for up to 4 years? The fun is up to you during the Four Wheels More Deals Winter Sales event at MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Stop in today and don't miss the best deals on the entire lineup of Arctic Cats, ATVs, and side-by-sides.
Only ride an ATV that's right for your age. Supervised riders younger than 16. Each rider must wear a seatbelt on ROVs, approved helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing. We recommend that all ROV operators have a valid driver's license and all riders take a training course. Read and understand the owner's manual before operation. For safety or training information, see your dealer. Arctic Cat, share our passion.
Ride victoriously.
Most of all, ride victoriously.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
If you're a parent like me, I'm sure that you are looking for a way to balance device time and interpersonal time in your home. The answer is Circle. The Device Pit Stop in Lexington has a new breakthrough in cyber device technology. It's Circle with Disney. Circle is a device that connects to your home Wi-Fi. Circle enables you to help manage device time limits. You can pause devices for homework, dinner, and family time. Also with Circle, kids and devices can have a bedtime too, and those cause I said so moments will become an opportunity to create balance. Circle allows you to manage every device in your home with an app on your smartphone. Circle is friendly, helpful, and simple to use. And best of all, Circle is tamper-proof. Circle was developed by families for families. You can see Circle at Device Pit Stop.
Learn more about Circle and all of its features and even give it a test drive at Device Pit Stop. We are located in the Zandale Shopping Center at 2220 Nicholasville Road.
You gotta go to the pit stop for sure.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah, you're hitting the wheelhouse here today, Josh. Yeah. Going back. I saw this live. The remake of course, the... Was it the Beatles or was it... Or was it just Paul McCartney? It was Wings, right? I think Wings did it. That's whose song it is, right? Paul McCartney, Wings?
I don't have any idea.
Well, I should know that.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. I don't. Yeah, I saw Guns N' Roses.
I'm not a fan of good music.
On their Use Your Illusion tour at Thompson Bowling Arena in Knoxville.
Oh.
It's good. It's a good concert.
I would go see GNR. They're back together now, right? Aren't they on tour together this summer?
Yeah, I guess Slash and Duff and Axl. But no Izzy Stradlin. That drummer that they brought in for Steven Adler, the addict, who's on like a reality show, Dr. Drew or something like that. Is that right? Steven Adler? Is that correct, Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so Matt something or another became the drummer. So they're just minus Izzy.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would go see him, though. Axl doesn't look like he's, I don't know.
I don't think any of those guys, once they hit 50, like, look good anymore. Like,
no.
No.
I just don't know. I think it would ruin it for my memory of how good they were.
Yeah, they were
at the time. I got in trouble after that concert. Remember that? Got home a little late. Now, have you watched this House of Cards? Have you watched these seasons of House of Cards? Because this is season 4 that's coming up now.
Yes. So I watched the first 2 seasons and then got about 3 episodes into season 3, and it stopped being as exciting and interesting to me. Now, I feel like I've heard the way season 3 ended made you want to watch season 4, but I never got there. And to be honest, now I'd have to go back and rewatch the first couple of episodes of season 3 because I don't remember.
I don't remember, you know, season 3, it's been so long since I watched it, and you watch it over such a quick period, like you get addicted, and so you watch it as many times as you can in as little time as you can, and so then it's gone, and then I just kind of forget about it. But I do remember thinking season 3 was not as good as 1 and 2, but now season 4 is out there, ready to go. But I was looking at, like, on my DVR, all the stuff that I'm trying to watch. And the one I'm keeping up with for sure every week is OJ.
I have all of it DVR'd, have not started watching.
You haven't watched any OJ yet?
No.
You got to get busy, girl.
I know.
You got to go. You got to go and watch that.
Yeah, it's just so annoying because my husband doesn't think he did it. So it's just like anytime we turn something OJ on.
And now they found a buck knife on the property that he used to own by some construction worker who gave it to a retired cop who turned it into the police.
But like 20 years
later. What a coincidence.
He held on to the knife for like 15 years. didn't he? Like, yeah. This was in the 90s.
And so I guess he started watching the show and was like, hey, maybe I ought to turn this in. Settle this once and for all.
Well, I got that whole OJ knife in my...
Come on.
Junk drawer.
Come on. Yeah. He found that knife somewhere else. Or it belonged to somebody else who lived there before. There's no way.
No, there's no way.
There's no way. Idiots.
But I have not. Is it good though?
It's good. It's
an all-star cast for sure.
Yeah, it's good. I wouldn't call it. It's not the level of some of the other shows I'm watching. Definitely not. It's below. It has its like moments of cheese and like the David Schwimmer, Robert Kardashian thing. They're so trying to involve the Kardashians in it.
Yeah.
They're like they're trying to bring that out to like make that something you would be interested in. As if the O.J. Simpson trial is not enough. But they try to play that up a little bit, and that kind of gets corny. And I don't know. It's not as good as, say, Mr. Robot, which has Christian Slater in it.
Okay. I don't even know what that's about, but he won the Golden Globe or Emmy or something for that show.
That's next level. You need to be on your toes when you're watching that. It's a little bit sharper, I would say. Like Homeland is really sharp, you know? Billions is the show that picked up kind of after Homeland to be their new Sunday night thing. Yeah, it's Brody from Homeland.
Yes.
The guy that was, you know.
And once Brody left, I stopped watching that show.
Oh, it's still good. Homeland is still good.
I don't have Showtime.
Oh, well, yeah. You need that. So Billions has Paul Giamatti in it.
Yes.
I mean, he's a great actor. Him and... And the guy Brody, I want to see this. It's DVR'd. I've not watched it yet. Vinyl is out there, just started. HBO, Martin Scorsese.
Yes.
And Mick Jagger are the team behind this show, which is about the 70s rock industry. That's got to be good.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like that's kind of right up your alley.
I mean, a show about sex, drugs, and rock and roll is probably, I mean, that's what sells. So, Better Call Saul, you know, the spinoff.
And Breaking Bad's my all-time favorite show. I need to watch that.
You haven't seen
Breaking?
Better Call Saul is so good.
If there's like.
Again, next level television. Next level television.
Right. I think it's one of those things where like, if you die. And then someone goes and looks at your DVR. Would you be ashamed? And my answer is yes.
I would not. I like what's on mine.
I have a lot of Bachelor. Mm-hmm. I do have the Kardashians on there. Mm. I will say that.
You and my wife would get along great.
And then there is just like 85 episodes of Austin and Ally, 1,000 episodes of Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of Teen Nick.
Right.
There's a lot of Teen Nick on there. And literally 98 episodes of Everybody Hates Chris, which is Sam's favorite show of all time.
See, I've got that Kardashians thing in there and one of the housewives, you know, from somewhere. That dude who lives in Atlanta who's kind of effeminate and has a family and he's real rich.
Oh, Crosley Knows Best.
Yes, yeah. Crosley Knows Best.
That's a fun show.
Yeah, so does my wife. So I try to get her on these other shows, which she likes. But
and you said The Americans is also
a
good show.
Oh, my gosh. Again, you have to be on your toes to be watching that, to keep up. I mean, it's just sharper, better written stuff. Like, OJ's not there. It's good. It's entertaining. It's a good show. But it's not Americans level. Yeah, The Americans are really good. The Outsiders, I haven't seen it yet, but I've DVR'd it. That's on like WGN America, which apparently it's set in Kentucky, and it's a bunch of country folk.
I've not even heard of it.
Are basically taking over a mountain and said, we're seceding from the United States. We're hiding. We're holed up here. So I watched The X-Files. That was okay.
I never watched it the first time around. So
well, I loved it the first time around, and then this time around... it went a little left field to where one I was like, Oh, I just wasted an hour of my life. I can't get that back. I'm so upset about that. I could have watched something else. I could have been sitting on the couch and watching something else.
Which would have been a much better way of spending my time.
Yeah. But I'll quickly tell you, Mr. Robot is what Christian Slater, he is like a big-time hacker for good. Like he has a bigger picture ideal for humanity that he's trying to execute, and he needs this guy who's kind of a weirdo, but a, you know, brilliant when it comes to his computer skills. And he needs this guy to help him do it. And this guy's very conflicted, and he's socially awkward, and there's a whole lot going on, but it's very well written with a lot of symbolism and undertones in there.
Like Dexter, kind of?
Yeah, I guess it could... Similar to that, and that, yeah, with the other stuff that's going on underneath the surface, yes, yeah. In that way. So that's why it won awards, just because it's just so heavy. Mm-hmm. Like when you get done watching, you're like, oh my gosh,
it's See, just. So we watch American Crime, and that is.
Is it good?
It is, but it's
heavy duty.
It is. You like you get done with an episode, and you're like, ugh. That
Narcos is that
way. Yeah, Narcos was good.
Yeah. I haven't finished Narcos yet. I'm working on it.
Narcos was good.
All right, let's get to a break. 381-1313 if you want to talk about television shows or the UK LSU game. You could do that too on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I'm Chuck. I'm John, owner and brew specialist at Bottom of the Barrel.
John, hit me, I'm open.
Like that?
Ouch, what was that for?
He said hit me.
I'm in an alley-oop lob for the Stufferino.
Seriously, Dad, you can't jump.
I know, but I can brew a nice cold beer for the basketball craziness going on.
Yeah, I'm going to get in the zone with a wine or cold beer.
Exactly, just like the ones we brewed with supplies from the Bottom of the Barrel. John, you know we have wine-making and beer-making classes on Saturday.
At noon, right?
Yeah.
At Bottom of the Barrel, tip off the tournament action with your favorite beer, wine, or cheese made from what you learned in a homebrew or winemaking class at Bottom of the Barrel. Bottom of the Barrel, a great place where brew people can just hang out. Bottom of the Barrel, 2313 Woodhill Drive, or call 859-213-6572. That's 859-213-6572. Bottom of the Barrel.
Keep calm and brew on, Kentucky.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We ask students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA, for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Hi, I'm Judith Light. So there you are. It's flu season, and you're over 65 like me. You're having another busy year. So much to do, so many roles in life to play. But you feel like you might be forgetting something serious. Your annual flu shot. And before you know it, it's too late. It's not just the aches, fever, and chills that last for days and days. The flu can be life-threatening. Especially if you have chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. Being active and healthy alone won't protect you. The immune system weakens with age, making you more susceptible to the flu. If you're over 65, ask about your vaccine options, including one made specifically for us. An annual flu shot is the best way to help keep the flu away. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccine options for people 65 and older. Again, that's ncoa.org/flu.
Stop by your Lexington area Wendy's and post a pic for your chance to win a VIP experience at the home of Kentucky basketball. Have dinner with a legend, shoot around on the court, even tour the locker room. Visit Wendy's for details.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So for all the doom and gloom that there has been during this season at times, a win today, Kentucky could win the SEC outright if Vandy beats Texas A&M.
Which is a very good possibility. Like, yeah. I was saying earlier, I've heard nothing but here's how UK could end up a 4 seed. Or before South Carolina lost to Georgia, here's how UK could wind up a 5 seed. The more likely scenario is here's how UK wins the SEC regular season title.
Yeah.
Which I think will, I think UK will do its part. Texas A&M Vandy, that'll be a good game. Is that what, that game is at noon.
Yes.
Right? It precedes.
Yeah.
Because John Calipari said.
He said, someone will tell me.
Yeah. He's not going to watch it, no, but yes, he'll find out. Mm-hmm. So we'll know right then. Then it could be for the, that would be great. Would it not be great?
Yeah.
That would make the game so much better to for that to happen. Air conditioning would probably make the game a lot better for the people who are going. But it's nasty out. Sean just walked in here. What, like, did you walk through the weather?
I got dropped off.
Was it cold? Is it cold?
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah,
it's cold. All right.
So it's cold outside, warm in. They said dress appropriately.
Yeah.
Erupt. You're gonna have to layer.
Well, a lot of the
fashionably,
a lot of the lower arena folks with blue hair, they'll have on shawls anyway. They'll be wearing, like, you know, heavy sweaters and with cutesy little glitter and stuff on them for the K's and something they probably picked up the Keeneland warehouse sale. Now I think it would be great to see. Not only Alex Poitras have a good game today, I think more importantly, though, as long as he's not a zero, Scal.
Yeah.
Scal needs to put another one together. Scal's got to put another one together. And Calipari said he looked amazing. That's why I gave him the start against Florida. Scal had a career-high 8 rebounds against Florida, 11 points, played his best game in forever. And then Calipari said, I don't know what he did the other day in practice. I can't start him if he's going to play like that. And like, what happened to you, man? Is it a toe? Is it a finger? Is it your back? That was what Cal was saying.
But you also, I do think Cal tries to push buttons in the media all the time. We
mm-hmm.
don't get to see practice.
No.
Mm-mm. So we don't really know if it's just something that Cal needs to say for him to understand that back-to-back games like that don't come without playing. It's not just going to happen. Like, you're going to have to go out there and work.
Yeah.
And not get pushed around. But I do think Scal is going to play quite a bit today if he's not in foul trouble and looks completely lost. But I do think he will play quite a bit because, as we've talked about, like, all season long, for this team to really do something, like, the best version of this team is Scal playing like that.
Yes.
Like 8-8.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if Ben Simmons is able to get off, put on a show. Willis is going to be huge, how he plays in his return.
And he just bought a bunny rabbit.
Yes, he did.
So he tweeted out, me and his girlfriend are going to be parents.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course,
he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, set the world on fire.
Yeah.
But they could, because they adopted a bunny rabbit and they named it Blue. And so there have since been a number of pictures of taking Blue out on walks and dressing Blue up.
I wonder how much heat he gets from his teammates over the my little woozy woozy and me with butter bunny rabbit.
I think he loves it.
Well, he loves it.
That's so Bullitt County.
But if I'm probably his teammate, I give him a lot of heat, a lot of flack over it. Like, there's some really good jokes that are coming his way.
Yeah.
I would think. I would like to be a fly on the wall just to hear a few of them. Hey, I do want to, I forgot to mention this because we're bringing up high school sports and the 11th region semifinals are today. Great games at EKU. Scott County Lafayette at 1:30. Dunbar Henry Clay at 3:15. That Dunbar Henry Clay game is going to be insane. That is at EKU. And then the girls championship, Franklin County, Bryan Station at 7:30. Okay.
Jerry Tipton just tweeting out that the air conditioning is now working at Rupp.
Breaking news. That's good. That's good. So now.
That can't be bad. Yeah.
Right. So you got 2 hours to adjust. Put the shorts that you had laid out back. And now you put your jeans on. Okay. So air conditioning now working. Jerry Tipton from the Herald Leader breaking that news. But I wanted to say this. I wanted to tell you, you know, Whitney Creech from Jenkins, who we had on the show.
All-time leading scorer.
Yes. She scored 48 points last night to lead Jenkins to its first 14th region finals since 1997. Wow. Jenkins plays Leslie County, 7 o'clock tonight at Powell County High School. So if you haven't seen Whitney Creech play, it's less than an hour away. I mean, you just go to the Mountain Parkway.
The UK game will be over.
Yep. You go to the Mountain Parkway, you get off the Stanton exit, Powell County High School is right there. It's like one turn or something like that.
Yeah.
Right there. And now, Powell County, or at Powell County is where the game is, but Jenkins beat Leslie County by 9 back in January. So Jenkins is playing a team they've already beaten once for a trip to the Sweet 16. Whitney Creech.
It wouldn't be right if Whitney Creech didn't
She's
get to play
gotta
in
go
the
to the
Sweet
16.
16.
She is now, for her career, by the way, 5,476 points. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for us. Be sure to tune in for the pregame show from Uncle Matty-O's. It's Matthew Lawrence and Mark Krebs here in 1 hour at 1 o'clock on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And then we'll be back tomorrow on
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, the Dan and Mary Jo Show, 9 to 11.
Good day.